The following show is a paid program. The views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of the management and staff of KAOI 1110 AM.
Don't let your body get sick and run down. Come to Alive and Well. 340 on the highway now. Come to Alive and Well. Expert nutritional counseling is free. All at Alive and Well. A huge selection, sports nutrition, herbs, proteins, and vitamins. Health foods, organic, grocery too, all at Alive and Well. Super great price, the best advice, you'll love Alive and Well.
Hello, Maui. This is the Alive and Well Natural Therapies Hour with your host, Mona Jones.
And Dennis Jones. Woo! Aloha. Thank you for joining us one more time today. So we're ready to go. I hope you are so. And grab a glass of the Vortex water, scoot up close to the radio so you don't miss a word, and here we are.
And we're nutrition specialists with over 40 years' experience in the field of alternative health therapies, and the proud and happy and super grateful owners, along with our wonderful son, Darren, of Alive and Well at 340 Hana Highway, Kahului. Amazing products, amazing variety, incredible formulations, organically produced, put together. You can't get elsewhere. You'll love the prices too, and you'll love the great outcome of the great nutrients on all the varieties and the proteins and everything you could ever want.
And when you sit down at the one-on-one consultation with Mona, you get no service like that anywhere.
Oh, so it's sweet. Or Dennis. Mona,
yeah.
Or Dan.
But Mona's the star of the show.
Well, that's because every once in a while, if anybody gets bored talking to me, I would get up and dance around and show them how much pain power did for me when they said I was going to be crippled the rest of my life and I need a knee transplant.
Yeah.
Instead, we did the pain power.
There you
and
go,
guess
baby.
What? I can dance. That, and you don't dance for them. You wiggle a few fingers. You wiggle the ears. You wiggle your arms. But you don't move the legs. That's why.
That's right,
so
baby.
That, did I become the star player for that reason?
I'm moving my legs, but the feet don't follow the legs.
You know what? You have to go back and remember what you learned in acting school, because we were actors. You're always an actor. You never get over it. Take stage. Remember the words, take stage, get out there, the light's on you, move your butt and move your feet.
Well, the butt moves, the knees are shaking, but the feet are right where they are.
Oh, Gary, oh, when will he ever learn? Oh, when will he ever learn? Peter, Paul, and Mary said it right, okay?
Okay.
From the 60s.
All
anyway,
right.
I have to say, you know, Dennis and I, and we cannot forget the magnificent broth cafe at Alive and Well. We are so grateful for all the organic, wonderful foods, the beautiful setting, lovely air conditioning, gorgeous marble bar with lovely seats all around. We have that open all the time that we're open. It's open there for you.
So belly up to the bar, boys.
And great organic choices of all varieties. We do not impose upon you in the sense of if you're vegan, because our daughter was here visiting, she's vegan. Right, we've got all vegan choices. She loved a whole lot of those different things, organic. And if you're not, if you're vegetarian, great, we have all of those organic. And we also have the wild fish, we have the organically raised chicken, we have the organic meat, all the different things in all the different varieties. And organically, the Maui local farmers bless them, bring in their local organic produce used throughout the cafe. And also, we do a high concentration juice of all of these wonderful juices. And
glass.
Green juice in glass, only
right.
In glass.
That's right.
And every day, we never ever do any recipe without the brilliant, magnificent. Like one gentleman said, this is the elixir of life. Can you talk a little bit about the Vortex elixir of life? Maybe you could say it. I feel sorry when St. Patrick's Day is gone because I can't keep using my Irish accent all the time. I have to stay with it. I'm a New York Jew, and I have to stay with that, okay? But I just love...
You're always safe with an NYJ.
I love that. Okay. You're beautiful. Can you talk about the Vortex water, dear?
Do you mind if I don't fall into my ancestral accent?
Well, you can
just
call
tell it like
he's
it is.
The real Irishman in the family, but I've got the real accent.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Well, Vortex is the spin of life. Life is one spinning orb around the sun. Well, this is spinning water around all the hydrogen, oxygen components that comprise water to make it really active, really volatile, really doing what water should be doing rather than sitting in a tank all day or sitting in a reservoir and rushing down the old pipes to your house. The vortex is just that. As it comes out of our extra filtration system and purifying system, it is spun about 8 times before it gets to the nozzle and into your container. But it's active water, hydrogen, oxygen. And that is, as you may know, those two components are broken down. Once you drink the water, all the oxygen, hydrogen components, which comprise water, do their job in your bloodstream.
That's right.
And in your brain and in your whole body. So give that a shot. I think you'd be very happy with it. Our plants in the house certainly are.
Yes.
And the other people say that we get testimonies from folks who have house plants, potted plants outside, and so they water them with the vortex water. And they're thrilled with the growth and the vibrance and energy that those plants exhibit.
And in the vortex power, besides all the work they talk about, the detoxification, the cell availability, saving energy, strengthening the immune system, but it's interesting because the quotes that go back as far back as in 1938, Dr. Otto Warburg got the Nobel Prize in Medicine for the realization that in a basic and oxygen-rich milieu, hardly a disease, not even cancer, can arise. He was the first, but then that became well known that cancer cannot exist in an oxygen-rich environment. And one of the things you're getting, I can't make the claim that's curing cancer, but I can say that the vortex water is so rich in high oxygenation, right?
Right.
So that's a really terrific thing going back that far. And you know what? What's really exciting to me is the news that came out of this big study that just came out, and it's so exciting because I still remember that if it hadn't been for the Ultra Silver that Alive and Well has, and that is the leader that's used in Europe for diabetic wounds. They don't chop the legs off. They put them there to get rid of all infections. That's the leader that's used in the top hospitals, babies' eyes, ears, nose, when they're being born, to get rid of any infection they could pick up from the mother's birth canal. It has such a background, and they're going to talk about how this is different. And at the time when I once took an antibiotic that came because I was performing, and lost my voice in a very important thing. The one time I took an antibiotic and it almost killed me, and that was the azithromycin, the Z-Pak, and I got Crohn's disease from it and came to the point of death. They said, "You're crazy, lady." I said, "It was the antibiotic." I'd never had the violent diarrhea, lost most of my body weight down to 80 pounds, couldn't even swallow water, point of death, and Dr. Jonathan Wright, head of Tahoma Clinic in Washington, came like an angel from heaven that day as you were running in there, the store, because you were with me all the time to try to find anything I could get down. And he said, "Dennis, Mona got this thing from that drug which destroyed and caused viruses and bacteria that caused this destruction." And he says, "You've got on the shelf the thing I use in my Tahoma clinic." He's a leading doctor with more awards, etc. The Ultra Silver will kill off all the bad guys, heal the diseased tissue, and she'll be better in no time. I followed what he said, and I was almost completely recovered in actually 1 week. And stay with it. It's a miracle worker. We hear that all the time. And here's this big new study I'm going to share with you, honey. Reported in the Epoch Times. Study finds silver nanoparticles can supercharge antibiotics.
Ain't that a fact?
Silver nano. Now, we're talking about like the Live and Well has the 999999 nanoparticles.
The Ultra Silver is that silver.
That's right.
Okay.
That is it. Scientists confirm that silver nanoparticles help antibiotics combat multi-drug-resistant bacteria and dramatically reduce dosing requirements of toxic antibiotics. So it can reduce that while giving it what it needs. Okay, and I'm going to give this to you in a second. Antimicrobial resistant infections. Listen to this. Everybody needs to hear this. Antimicrobial resistant infections are a leading cause of global death, killing nearly 1.3 million people yearly and outpacing malaria and HIV, according to all statistics, in January 2023. Are we hearing this? Confirmed mounting evidence.
January 2023.
Yes.
Okay, all right.
Going there. Yeah, absolutely. confirmed mounting evidence that adding silver nanoparticles, even to antibiotics, boosts their ability to kill all resistant bacteria that cause a leading cause of death. Are we hearing? Knowledge of silver's antimicrobial value has been around since ancient times. Silver nanoparticles, they call it AGNP. However, with their tiny spheres interacting at the cellular level, signify a new frontier in fighting bacteria, gaining more attention over the past two decades. This new study adds to mounting evidence that adding these nanoparticles to antibiotics would make them better able to disable drug-resistant bacteria and reduce the worldwide burden of antimicrobial resistance, AMR. Okay? And
but as Jonathan Wright said,
yes,
you don't, in your instance, in his opinion, you don't need the antibiotics, you need the silver.
That's right. But they were just telling you, you can resist all the toxicity by adding it. It works a lot better than that. That's right. The silver alone.
The silver itself does the job.
Science is still uncovering how nano-silver fights bacteria. But current research shows it uses several weapons to weaken and overcome microbes. Woo! Including targeting their membranes, DNA, and ribosomes. Okay, typically antibiotics, though, only offer one way of destroying bacteria. The multifaceted approach of the ultra-silver supports antibiotics' targeted line of attack while also bringing new weapons to the fight. Do you want to read here from the study's findings and to the next page?
Alrighty,
please
do
the study's findings.
The study's findings, word for word, folks, just as the doctor wrote it. This particular study in Frontiers in Microbiology examined the antimicrobial activity of AGNPs.
That's the ultra-silver. Yeah, go ahead.
And their safety in mammalian cells. That is, the ultra-silver is that silver that
that's
they're talking
right.
about
That's what
here.
They're talking about.
And it kills the bad guys, but it does not affect negatively the good guys.
No, it helps to heal the tissue.
All right.
They learned that.
So it goes on to say, using the nanoparticle silver nanoparticles, scientists tested the power of AGNPs alone against the gram-negative bacteria Escherichia coli, Pseudomonas aeruginosa, and another.
That's why I gave it to you to read, because they have a lot of fancy words for these terrible bacteria.
Acinetobacter boma. Anyway, you get the idea, folks.
You get the idea.
As well as the gram-positive methicillin-resistant Staphylococcus aureus, commonly known as MRSA.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Very well known and very deadly. Okay, but here
page.
it's just telling you how effective that silver is, how effective it is.
Here we go, folks. The researchers also tested the silver, the ultra silver, the AGNPs is called, mixed with different antibiotics against the same bacteria, including four that are
particularly deadly. That they're listing those four.
It says when
deadly.
Scientists added the AGNPs, the nanoparticle ultra silver.
Yes.
AGNPs is what they call them in the article. When they added the ultra silver to the generic antimicrobial drug, the required dose to kill bacteria shrank by seven times, nearly sevenfold.
700% less of taking that rotten antibiotic, with serious side effects, including heart attacks like many of them have been linked to, and death.
And the silver did it by itself.
By itself.
This finding is significant since colistin is a harsh antibiotic used as a last resort against certain resistant bacterial infections. The study found the greatest synergy when mixing the ultra silver with ribosome targeting antibiotics often used to treat pseudomonas and other
That's
bacteria.
Pneumonia, you know, that's one of the forms of pneumonia and all the terrible deadly infections like
and,
that.
And those pathogens cause various infections. In particular, the effective dose of the generic aminoglycoside was reduced 22-fold.
That's 2,200%. 22-fold is 2,200%.
a robust finding since bacteria are growing increasingly resistant to all the antibiotics.
Antibiotics, yes.
In summary, adding the ultra silver to certain antibiotics in the lab reduces the amount of the antibiotics needed to kill the bacteria and makes them effective against multi-drug resistant bacteria.
Isn't that magnificent what silver can do? And then reducing
this silver, the meso silver, the nanoparticle size of these silver molecules is incredible because of its, there are more of them and they're not toxic. You can take them in large dosages to fight whatever it might be.
Zero toxicity. Okay. And tiny, 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 what they're not making the point of, because they're talking about antibiotic thing and bacteria, that silver is the huge of this form because of the, and as Alive and Well has the ultra silver 9999 nanoparticles. Okay?
0.99.
The nano, because they're so small, they can enter into viruses mm-hmm. that the other silver can't. So all the viruses you can think of, even the COVID that we're talking about, and all kinds of viruses, it kills viruses as well without any side effects or any harm. Unbelievable that it isn't widely used like this.
At dosages effective for killing bacteria, the article says, the study showed no toxicity of silver nanoparticles.
No toxicity.
To mammalian cell lines, including stem cells, skin cells, immune cells, called macrophages. That's the article.
Here's there was another article actually wrote here. It's amazing. So this is a burst of information that everybody should be hearing, and it's exciting. At least medically now, a much greater awareness. Sorry, here it goes on about inflammation is a precursor to infection, and it's a chronic problem. Inflammation could cause all sorts of other health issues in the body. Okay.
Inflammation is the cause of all negative health issues.
And when they're talking about the inflammation from wounds, they say inflammation from a wound. Could you read that onto the next page?
Sometimes wounds don't heal easily or quickly, says the doctor. Part of the body's immune response can include inflammation, and this has to be watched closely for signs of pus or infection.
Right.
Inflammation from underlying conditions, and how to use ultra silver for inflammation. Once you've narrowed down what sort of inflammation you're dealing with, here are some different ways to use ultra silver for inflammation. To support healing, many types of inflammation, wounds, some gut problems, even acne and rosacea benefit from the additional support of ultra silver.
And we've seen that. We've seen so many people, even young people, mm-hmm. so greatly help with spraying the ultra silver on acne, growths on the face mm-hmm. or the skin or anything like that.
Or your eyes or your
anything.
Nose.
Right, absolutely. Of course, absolutely.
Now, ultra silver is known for supporting skin tissue to heal, as you just mentioned.
Just that. As we said.
With the pure ultra silver, you can get skin support at home, spray on healing skin, or onto the pad of a bandage before you use it to help support skin.
And what have the European doctors done for 50 years? Use it on diabetic wounds rather than chopping off legs and mm-hmm. feet, right? And taking it internally, too.
It says using ultra silver for inflammation on broken skin. You can apply it directly, and you can take it as a supporting supplement. And it goes on other
on and
uses.
On of all the great but things that can be done that way.
There's ultra silver drops in the eyes. There's nasal, ear, all kinds of infection. You can apply it directly. One other point I'd like to mention to wrap this discussion up on silver. There are other forms of silver on the market besides the ultra silver, the minute particle size of ultra silver, and the concentration and the effectiveness. There are other forms of silver which purport to be colloidal silver, but they oftentimes have, too many products have about 20% colloidal silver and other ionic forms of silver, which do not have the same biological benefits that the ultra silver gives you. So when you really want to use silver, use the best there is. Come in and get the ultra silver, as recommended by Dr. Jonathan Wright. It's amazing stuff.
Amazing. And you know what else is amazing? What they allow, these drugs that they allow with cancer-causing chemicals. And here's the FDA. That's the Food and Drug Administration notice. So they're not health foodies. And it just came out, the Food and Drug Administration notice. Common stroke medication, that means commonly used stroke medication, is recalled over a cancer-causing chemical present in it. Can we believe this?
Yeah, I can, because that's the FDA. Yes. They allow drugs which cause other very serious conditions to be used.
Yes, and here they say here that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, FDA, announced the recall of a commonly used stroke medication after the company discovered the presence of a cancer-causing impurity. In a recall notice on March 22nd, Ascend Laboratories said it is recalling dabigatran etexalate capsules at the consumer level after nitrosamine, how would you pronounce it?
Nitrosamine. Right,
yeah. A carcinogenic substance was found in it. And here's their quote. Nitrosamines are common, they say, in water and foods, including cured and grilled meats, dairy products, and vegetables that aren't organically raised.
Okay.
Everyone is exposed to some level of nitrosamines, they say. These impurities can increase the risk of cancer if people are exposed to them, especially over acceptable levels over periods of time, the FDA said.
Okay, here's this drug that's been on the market for God knows how long. And supposedly the drugs are tested before they're marketed.
Right.
Supposedly, they are free of those nitrosamines. What's the proper term? What's the name of the drug?
Dabigatran etexalate.
Okay.
But nitrosamines are the cancer-causing chemical that was present in
That's right.
Unacceptable level.
So how much testing was done? They didn't find these components before, the nitrosamines before.
No.
All of a sudden, now after they got approval, they've been used for years. Now all of a sudden, oh gosh, look what's here. We never saw that before. I guess we better ban that.
Yeah, folks, and here they say, that's right, and here they say it's a prescription medication, this is their quote, used to lower the risk of stroke and blood clots in some individuals, according to the National Libraries of Medicine.
Uh-huh.
Specifically, they say, the drug is used to treat deep vein thrombosis, so-called prevent strokes or serious blood clots in individuals with atrial fibrillation and pulmonary embolism, that's clots in the lungs, in both children and adults. The company said that the recalled medication was distributed widely around the U.S. Mm-hmm. Look at that, cancer-causing, rather than wonderful nutrients that can correct things and prevent and improve good health. Okay, would you please go on and read the final page here, up here, at the top.
At the top, word for word, verbatim, folks. Here it goes. In October, Aurobindo Pharma announced the voluntary recall of two lots of blood pressure medication because the high levels of nitrosamine, according to an FDA notice. 2 months later, Lupin Pharmaceuticals Incorporated, recalling four lots of quinapril tablets due to the presence of, guess what, nitrosamine.
Ah.
And several weeks ago, Sun Pharmaceuticals said it is voluntarily recalling dozens of hydrochloride in a 360 milligram dosage form across the United States because that drug hydrochloride is using to treat chest pain, high blood pressure, and some heart rhythm disorders.
And they're doing it voluntarily because if they didn't, they would be closed off as a company. Go right ahead.
And some of the disorders are atrial fibrillation or rapid heartbeat. These drugs have been on the market for God knows how long. The FDA gave them approval, even though it had this drug, but the drugs didn't seem to be an objective to disapprove the drug. But now all of a sudden, so many people are complications or dying because of the drug, then it's time to ban it. Okay. Well, that's what the FDA has done with the COVID pandemic the same way. Unproven drugs for years, and look at all the side effects.
And did you notice the earlier quote that the nitrosamines are in all of these cured meats and in some kind of non-organic meats and all kinds of things like that, and in vegetables that aren't organic. Is there another reason to support also taking the nutrients that you know that help your heart and help to prevent atrial fibrillation and stabilize the heart rhythm? There's hosts of them that we know that. And stay away from these terrible foods loaded with these toxic cancer-causing chemicals. And here's one of the great heroes of the planet. Great heroes, and this is reported in the British Medical Journal, okay? British Medical Journal, okay? All right? By the doctors in England.
Let's hear it.
Improving vitamin D3 levels in older age is linked to a far greater lower risk of all-cause mortality, much lower risk of death from any cause. The benefits, they say, of correcting and maintaining vitamin D3 deficiency accrue even in older age, according to the results of a study published in the British Medical Journal Geriatrics.
Okay, let me just interject here. The medical community, the holistic medical community in America, has determined that the blood level of vitamin D3 should be about 60 to 100 nanograms per milliliter of blood. If it's 20, that 80% of the population is deficient in reaching those measurements, okay?
That's right.
If it's, they'd say if it's 20, it's okay. I mean, the medical community says if it's 20 nanograms, that's okay. Below 20, not so good. Well, 80% of the population, according to the holistic physicians, is below 20 nanograms per milliliter. 80% of the population does not have an effective immune system because they don't have enough of the vitamin D3.
That's right. And the British Medical Journal Geriatrics reported this reported this in 2022 of this big study, and that the deficient vitamin D3 levels were detected among 67.5% of participants, and then it went up to 68.4% the following year. During follow-up, 420 deaths occurred. Individuals who were deficient in vitamin D3 were more than 200%, twice the mortality risk, death risk, than those who maintained higher levels. Among participants who maintained sufficient vitamin D3 the risk of dying was 30% and 53% lower respectively compared to participants who were deficient at both times in the two studies. One nutrient, tiny, and you know, Dennis and I do that 10,000 unit every single day of our lives.
And holistic physicians recommend that kind of a dosage. And other physicians, non-holistic physicians, say, oh, look out for vitamin D3. It can be dangerous, you know. Well, according to holistic physicians, it ain't dangerous. It isn't dangerous. It never was dangerous. But when you don't have enough of the proper nutrient levels, then you have health complications. And vitamin D3 is used for not just for bones, but for skin, for brains, for heart, for liver, for kidneys, for your entire anatomy.
For the immune system, and to help regulate the immune system, and to help even with autoimmune diseases and cancer, because according to all those doctors, orthomolecular medicine, et cetera.
That's the
Vitamin D3 Council in the mainland. Absolutely. Now, I want you to read this. This is amazing. When you think of the American Academy of Ophthalmology annual meeting, okay? These are all the eye doctors meeting together annually. And here, I want you to read the results of this study. The study saying that greater intake of vitamins A, C, and E are associated with lower glaucoma. That's the blindness from the pressure inside the eye, glaucoma. Could you read this study and right here, please?
Here it is, folks. Greater intake of vitamins A, C, and E associated with lower glaucoma risk. The study presented at the American Academy of Ophthalmology annual meeting found an association between higher intake of vitamins A, C, and E and a lower risk of glaucoma. A total of 18,669 participants completed questionnaires every other year, providing information about food and supplement intake and other factors, and during a 12-year average follow-up, 266 new cases of glaucoma occurred. Those who consumed high amounts of vitamins A, C, and E during the follow-up had adjusted 47% lower risk of developing glaucoma in comparison with those who consumed low amounts.
Amazing, okay? Isn't it?
Now, if you add lutein and zeaxanthin
that's right.
to that,
and as Jonathan Wright said, to use that, absolutely. Okay. And those were some of the top nutrients that were shown to be so preventive of even age-related macular degeneration.
That's right.
Very, very important.
But
so,
let me just make this point. People wait until they have this negative health scenario.
That's right.
If you're over 40, be aware you're not going to become 39 next year. You're going to get to be 50, and then you're going to get to be 60. And every succeeding year above 40 is going to be a degenerative health challenge. That's the way the human situation is situated, okay? So don't wait until you have glaucoma. Don't wait until you have a serious health challenge. Start being aware of nutrition, what your body needs and what your body is no longer producing in maintaining your health. It generally hits around the age, well, mid-30s to early 40s. And it doesn't get better from there. The challenges occur on an annual basis, and nutrition is the core of the whole rebuilding, life-sustaining program.
Right. And can I, you know what I neglected to say, which has a tremendous connection, and I know he has said this before, a very famous Dr. Schallenberger, MD, and this is a question he was asked and how he responded. If ever there was a link to Ultra Silver, it's this. And here's the question he was asked in a letter he received as he published. And the person said, "You say antibiotics are bad for us." That's what she's saying back to Dr. Schallenberger.
Right.
"I have had to get extensive dental work. Each time the dental specialist insists I take an antibiotic for 1 week before they drill into the bone for implants. What can I do?" And this is what he says. He's responding. "Clarithromycin and fluoroquinolones can be very dangerous to the heart and the nervous system. So make sure your dentist is not prescribing one of these. There has never been a published study proving that giving antibiotics before a dental procedure actually prevents infections. Not only that, but a recently published medical study shows that antibiotics prescribed before dental procedures are inappropriate 80% of the time. I have had a few dental surgeries," says the doctor. "I never took the antibiotics that the dentist gave me, and I have never had a problem." And he quotes the study's appropriateness of antibiotic prophylaxis before dental procedures. Okay, American Journal of Preventive Medicine, saying that they were inappropriate. He quotes that. He always lets you know that he quotes that. So if ever there was something, I can't give you studies, but knowing, getting how the European doctors and the top hospitals, babies, eyes, ears, nose, why not use or spray and use in the mouth and in the gums and in the teeth? Ultra Silver, it has no taste. It's no burning to the gums, but it's very healing, and it's very appropriate to help prevent any kind of infection that there could
any
possibly
kind of
be.
Infection. Any virus, kind of bacteria, infection. Yeast, fungus, mold, parasites, all of them are directly affected by using the Ultra Silver.
And again, to support this, another top doctor, and he only quotes studies. "Antibiotics linked to fatal heart conditions," says Dr. Joseph Mercola, MD. "This antibiotic contributes to rising problems with antibiotic-resistant bacteria." Just what you were talking
and
about.
And those are the ones, the strong ones, who survive all the antibiotic drugs.
"Kidney stones and psychotic episodes. Holy mackerel. Data demonstrates it increases your risk of fatal heart condition." Fatal. Here's the story that he says. "Fluoroquinolones, long associated with Achilles tendonitis and rupture," the rupture of the tendons and everything.
Yeah, yeah.
I didn't know that.
I didn't know that.
"Have been demonstrated to increase your risk of aortic dissection, a tear in the wall of the major artery of the body."
You
the
get
aorta,
that? Say that
allowing
again.
Blood
wait a minute,
to
wait
flow.
A minute, wait a minute. Go back, say that again.
Okay. This is killer to me. "Fluoroquinolones, long associated with Achilles tendonitis and rupture, have been demonstrated to increase your risk of aortic dissection, a tear in the wall of the major artery, allowing blood to flow between the layers. Aortic rupture, which can lead to death in most cases.
In most cases?
Yes, even though black box warnings, that's the deadly black box FDA warnings, are now attached to them, fluoroquinolones are still often prescribed for upper respiratory infections and urinary tract infections. I don't know how, some days I can't even cope like this, you know? And this is just linked to this destruction of the aorta. I don't know what to say. So we need to take, you know, take back our health. We need to take charge of our health. I can't take you off a drug. Dentists can't take you. We're not allowed. That's not a thing. We're reporting what these great doctors have reported in the clinical
and
trials.
And we are not the doctors.
We are not the doctors. We are quoting.
We don't play doctor.
No.
We are giving you information that's widely available, but seldom published. And that is what drugs really do. There's some benefits, some major benefits, but there are some major, major, major deficits, problems, other unforeseen events, unimagined events that occur by constant use of drugs. We have people on 25 different drugs they take every day of their life, and they wandering around like they don't know where they are, and they have every major complication you could imagine. On nutritional programs, we don't take them off of any drugs. We never do that. We point out what drugs do. We point out, as we're doing on the radio show, the benefits of proper nutrition and nutrition supplementation, and let the person make their decision with their doctor what they can do to improve their health.
That here, and you want to hear another thing from a star player that we love to talk about, and we certainly take every day, quercetin. Quercetin.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, here's a big medical report on this one, clinical trials. Metabolic disorders, they say, can result in rapid onset of chronic illnesses. Scientists have learned, and then the medical study is quoted, that quercetin, found in plant food extracts, counters metabolic dysfunction. A clinical study in older adults with metabolic syndrome found that quercetin reduced cardiovascular risk factors, but that's not all. Not only did it help the heart, you got to hear this. And what is metabolic syndrome, they say? Here it is. Metabolic syndrome is a cluster of conditions, they say, that includes any three of the following, medically stated: elevated blood pressure, high blood sugar, large waist circumference, that's a lot of weight around the waist, low HDL, the good cholesterol, high triglycerides, toxic fats in the liver that can cause liver failure. Mm-hmm. Individuals with metabolic syndrome are at increased risk of diabetes and its complications, say the doctors, clinical trials quoted, cardiovascular disease, age-related disorders, and death. Quercetin to the rescue, say the doctors. One nutrient, the bioflavonoid quercetin, is particularly prevalent in the skin of these fruits and vegetables that we've talked about, all right?
Okay.
Hundreds of studies, says the doctor, in both cell culture, in animals and in humans, have documented the multiple properties of this nutrient.
Of course.
And they say, in a controlled clinical trial in adults with metabolic syndrome, that's the weight gain around the waist and, mm-hmm. you know, all of that, quercetin was shown to improve metabolic health, reduce cardiovascular risk factors, decrease participants' metabolic age, and was shown to improve glucose control.
Beautiful.
I didn't know that.
Beautiful. What else does it say?
It also says, practical studies show quercetin helps. Can you read those two and that? Go right ahead.
Well, before I do that, well, I'll do this first. Okay. Practical studies show quercetin helps activate cellular pathways such as AMPK that improve metabolism and reverse insulin resistance. Quercetin supplementation clearly resulted in improved sugar control and a healthier carbohydrate metabolism. And in overweight and obese adults with early metabolic syndrome, quercetin daily reduced blood pressure and oxidized the LDL, bad cholesterol. It decreased waist circumference after meal systolic pressure top number and the after-meal triglyceride levels.
Isn't that wonderful?
That's wonderful. Let me just say one more thing.
Yes, say one more thing. Okay.
At the beginning of this pandemic that we've all been living under for the last 3 years, before the pandemic, before the virus really hit the shores of USA, the reports from Asia were how deadly it was, and there were some cases here in the U.S., and there was a widespread use of drugs to try to combat the virus. And they were was causing a lot of inflammation of the lungs, and the inflammation had a buildup of fluid in the lungs, and the authorities were putting people on air pumps to pump air into the lungs to keep them alive. Well, that drove the infection deeper into the lungs, and people were dying like flies. There was a doctor, his name was Dr. Siegel. He was
right.
On television, and he was being interviewed by an announcer. The announcer was quite upset and was really very much impressed with all the tragedy that was going on, and very fatalistic in his questioning. And finally came down to, what can we do? What can we do? There's no defense against this. There's no medicine that can address this infection. And Dr. Siegel said, look, you were born with an innate immune system. Fortify what you have. Well, how would I do that? What could I do? What could I possibly do? And Dr. Siegel said, look, take quercetin and vitamin C and vitamin D3 and zinc, and the congestion in the lungs will disappear. The virus will be knocked out with those nutrients. What? What's quercetin? What am I going to do? And the doctor went on to say, quercetin is a bioflavonoid. It's very effective in reducing congestion.
Right.
It's very effective in reducing virus and bacteria and yeast and fungus in your body.
Yes.
Of boosting your innate capabilities to defend yourself.
And he always used that, and when he was talking about it, he always talked, and we have more on that too, about NAC Plus as being a star player up there with that, eliminating abnormal excessive mucus congestion in the lungs.
That's
and
right.
Preventing the death of the alveoli in lung tissue, which was the leading cause of death from COVID.
That's right.
The death of those lung cells that create oxygen and utilize oxygen. And I have more on the NAC Plus too. But
beautiful.
That was a part of his huge powerful players against this toxicity.
That's right.
And you know, the doctors, I don't want to leave their studies, because this is all the quotes from these huge amounts of studies. And this research, quote, has shown that the quercetin protects the liver from abnormal accumulations of fats and improves lipid metabolism. Even in patients being treated for non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, quercetin sublimation was found to improve liver health, reducing signs of liver damage and inflammation while improving the lipid levels, quote, study. It also improves the gut microbiome, the mix of good bacteria that reside in the intestines. Quercetin helps shift the mix of these microorganisms to a healthier form, to reduce inflammation, leaky gut, and to have the potential of improving the health of other organs body-wide. And listen to this summation before they're in. Obesity adds to risks of metabolic disturbances. A prospective medical study assessing the mortality death status of 6,678 healthy middle-aged men concluded that metabolic syndrome increased the risk of sudden death from heart attack by 68%. And the trial of the overweight and obese adults with metabolic syndrome, they took quercetin daily. And even that, they reduced blood pressure, lowered levels of LDL, and improved all their metabolic syndrome, everything that they had in that way.
Beautiful. That's
but again,
absolutely beautiful.
Reducing the risk of heart attack and all. And another doctor reporting
You mentioned that the NAC works in conjunction with the quercetin.
Magnificently.
Okay.
Because it has that detoxification of the liver and the kidneys as well. It's the leading
thing.
And the lungs.
Okay.
This is the exact definition. Eliminates abnormal, excessive mucus congestions. And
okay.
Just like Dr. Siegel and other top doctors said, when all of this was being researched because of the COVID thing. It said that that NAC plus prevents the death of the alveoli, the breathing cells in the lungs, mm-hmm. which are attacked and which can die and you can't breathe as a result of COVID and other things like pneumonia.
And one more very important point is this, that when you're taking the quercetin and the NAC plus, holistic physicians have found it rebuilds the liver.
That's exactly right.
Fatty liver condition is corrected, okay? And the liver produces a very important antioxidant called glutathione.
That's just what they say.
And are you going to read about glutathione?
Well, actually, that's exactly, you know, Dr. Marlene Meriden, medical doctor here, and she was writing about natural health connections. She only talks about the natural health, and she's saying that NAC plus boosts natural detoxification. She was talking about the top things that nutrients that support detoxification.
And glutathione is a major, major antioxidant.
That's just what she said.
Okay,
short for N-acetylcysteine, NAC plus is a necessary building block of glutathione.
Okay.
So it's essential for eliminating toxins. More specifically, NAC is a form of cysteine, one of the amino acids that make up protein. In medicine, NAC plus is best known as a treatment for toxicity from too high a dose of acetaminophen, Tylenol, and others. And a lot of research shows a long list of benefits, this I didn't know, including improvements in psychiatric conditions.
Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. In addition, better control of blood sugar, healthier kidneys and liver, relief from respiratory conditions ranging from coughs and congestion to serious lung diseases such as COPD and others.
And
chronic obstructive pulmonary disease.
That's the NAC.
That's the NAC plus.
And that's the liver producing the glutathione.
That's right.
And because it says of the
here,
NAC.
NAC plus has reversed brain changes, says the doctor, that occur with Alzheimer's disease, significantly improving memory and the ability to learn. In other research, NAC plus has reduced tremors in Parkinson's disease.
Get this, okay.
Wow. Okay, and she goes on that it has to be used. It has to be, she says it's just, and again, just like you said, that NAC is the creator of glutathione, the master antioxidant detoxification, and that's produced in every cell, but NAC plus enhances its production and gets rid of all toxins, the NAC, of every cell and eliminates them. Isn't that
repeat
terrific?
Glutathione is the major anti-inflammatory of your body.
That's just what she keeps repeating it. NAC plus is the building block of your natural top antioxidant, glutathione.
Okay.
And she goes on and on and on.
So whatever the inflammatory, most people have a chronic inflammatory condition due to intake of sugars and carbohydrates and vegetable oils, okay, and margarines. But NAC plus detoxes the liver, detoxes the lungs, create and helps the liver produce glutathione, the major self-creating antioxidant, age-reversing, youth-extending antioxidant for your body
she's talking about how NAC plus and a dramatic action on the brain
mm-hmm.
and anti-Alzheimer's. She says essential vitamins to feed and nourish the brain. Vitamins are essential. They support normal brain function and your body's own ability to eliminate toxins. And she says, take the multivitamin. Look for a product that contains 100% of the daily value of each nutrient, not small little particles like so many of them do. List it, read the supplement facts. It should be very high in extra B vitamins that mm-hmm. are in that, okay? Now, that's why we always stress the healthy one, because it's so high in all of the nutrients. And it is just so high in nutrients, the green foods, adaptogens for the adrenals to cope with the stress, amazing list of everything, okay? And she goes on to that the natural form of vitamin E, not the synthetic, okay, is extremely important for brain function.
The synthetic form of vitamin E is a killer.
It's a killer.
Even the manufacturers of the synthetic form of vitamin E say don't take over 400 units a day because you're going to get cancer. You're going to get other health complications. However, the Shute brothers, all right, Wilford and Evan Shute, 50, 60, 70 years ago, said taking the natural form, which is the only form that Alive and Well sells, the natural form of the true vitamin E extends life by God knows how many years.
That's exactly right. Excellent. And gives you babies. We have the babies because they wanted to take out my uterus and a large tumor I had. And I followed what Dr. Shute from Canada was doing. And the definition he gave was enable the liver to detoxify excess estrogens. In other words, help the liver do one of its important jobs, the estrogens that cause the tumors. And he had an ongoing clinical trial. They said, we've got to take out your uterus and eliminate it right away and that large tumor that you have. I was 22. We were just married. I followed that high-dose natural vitamin E, okay, that we still have on that shelf, okay. And I did that, and in less than 2 months, the tumor was gone, everything. And I have two magnificent children, we both do, and three grown-up granddaughters, all because of the Shute brothers and natural vitamin E and the grace of God for having that information come out. And I can't go on without saying that what Dr. Marlene Merritt is also saying, that vitamin D3 is crucial for the brain. And she says, take at least 5,000 to 10,000 daily, just as you and I have said, and take along with it vitamin K2, because it works together to clean out, just like she says, the arteries of all calcification and puts the calcium in the bones, building up good, strong bones, but keeping clean arteries. Super pure fish oil, high potency, that makes up the whole content of your brain as a fact. She's telling you this. And the cardio form of CoQ10. Okay? Essential for your brain function, not only your heart, as well known, but essential for your brain. And she's talking about using the brain cells and what the brain cells can do. Isn't that amazing?
It is absolutely amazing. But you made a misstatement. You made a misstatement about it gives you, what did you say? It gives you children? Vitamin E gives you children?
Well, I wouldn't have had my kids.
Well, I've been taking vitamin E for 40 years, and I've never created a child.
Except with me, right?
Yeah.
I don't want to hear about your past. I don't want to know that, and I don't want anybody else to know about your past like that. But boy, we were just married, and they wanted to take out my uterus anyway. So thank God for, and there's never a Thanksgiving, but I do it many more times than that I don't thank God. Dr. Shute and the natural form, not the synthetic that many places sell. Okay, isn't that terrific, terrific? And she's saying you boost your immunity with those supplements, prevent flu and flu-like illnesses every day. Take your high-dose vitamin C, your quercetin. She says the same thing. Your D3, extra zinc, and cardio Q10, and fish oil. And she also likes some of the herbs like the echinacea. We have the echinacea and golden seal combinations. So she's very good at reporting all of that. And we're reporting. We're doing much more than that. You got to come in to Alive and Well. Alive and Well loves you and supports you. And we're Fanatic Organics, and we're there for you. Come in and eat the wonderful organic foods. We get testimonials 10 times a day from magnificent, wonderful, great prices, and all organic across the boards, and the high-pressed green juices and other things like that,
and the
broth. Beautiful Vortex water, all the different great things you can eat, whatever your choice, whatever your love. It's all there, and we're there. Set a time, 877-4950. We'd love to sit there and be with you.
This is Dennis Jones.
And this is Mona Jones.
And let us remind you, folks, one more time,
that optimum health is alive and well in Kahului.
Aloha.